The postseason recently culminated for the Middle Point Pointers softball team with a state championship. They were awarded quite well in the SWAL by the conference coaches. The Pointers went 11-1 to win the league under head coach Quinn Schultz, who was recognized as Coach of the Year. Fenimore and Iowa Grant both went 9-3. Cuba City 7-5. Riverdale 3-9. Darlington 2-10. Southwestern and Boscobel both 1-11. First team all-conference members from Riverdale, senior Macy McKay. From Middle Point, Ava Ingwell, Ada Tuttle, Maddie Cabot, Jaden Schultz, and Austie Kinch, along with Tenley Bachup. From Iowa Grant, Carly Shores, Ava Kloss, Quinn Hoper, along with Pajessa Baker and Bryn Pettit. From Fenimore All-Conference First Teamers, Kiana Fuhrer, along with Kylie Cole and Sienna Meyer, and Campbell Fitzgerald. From Cuba City, Josie Cruiser, Addie Schaff, and Cheyenne Hotocker. Honorable mention players from the SWAL softball this year, Addison Meckley of Fenimore, Iowa Grant's Trinity Baker, Morgan Rogers, Southwestern, Cuba City's Audrey Schaff, and Darlington's Rainey Norgard and Lily Ritchie. From Riverdale, Lily Barr, Jocelyn Adams, and Elaine Olson are honorable mentions, and Emery Reimanap of Iowa Grant. The player of the year, Kiana Fuhrer of Fenimore. And the pitcher of the year was Tenley Bachup of the Middle Point Pointers. At the state baseball tournament near Appleton yesterday, in Division 4 semis, it was Potosi Cassville advancing to the state championship with a 2-1 win over Reidsville, and Columbus Catholic was a 3-1 winner over Loyal. The two teams will meet for the Division 4 state championship at 9:05 Thursday morning. Rain did play a role in the tournament yesterday. A couple of games were moved and eventually delayed and then played. Cedar Grove Belgium was a winner over Marathon 13-4 in Division 3, and last night Dodgeville edged St. Croix Falls 6-5. Dodgeville and Cedar Grove will be playing for the Division 3 state title coming up on Thursday afternoon, just after noon. Getting underway this morning, Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic and Waupun and Pewaukee meet in the Division 2 semifinals. Also underway this morning at Appleton North High School, Kaukauna will battle Nicolet in a Division 1 semifinal. Semifinals coming up this afternoon in Division 1 feature Madison Memorial and Muskego. Four champions will be crowned tomorrow, weather permitting, at Fox City Stadium. In Church League softball results last night, the Mission downed previously unbeaten 5 Points Lutheran 17-2. Jamie Johnson was 4-for-4. Andrew Thompson hit his first out-of-the-park home run, a grand slam. And also, it was Matt Hatfield going 4-for-4, hitting for the cycle for the Mission. Richland Baptist Temple 2 also is undefeated, edging Boscobel Assembly of God 16-15. Brady Blado homered, and Riley Hone and Sawyer Luce each had 4 hits for Boscobel. The Knights of Columbus top Church of the Nazarene 8-3. Darren Kepler doubled and Dan Makovic had a home run to lead the Knights. Free Methodist had 7 players reach base safely 3 times each, getting by Grace Community 14-12. And Richland Baptist Temple 1 down Richland Baptist Temple 3 16-1 in 5 innings. St. Mary's had the league bye last night. And at Quail Run, week number 9 of 20 in the Men's Golf League action, Jarrett McDonald had the top score, a 34. He birdied hole 1, 3, and 8. Neil Mahoney with a 37 was in second. Aaron Halverson had a 38, including a birdie on hole 1. Brent Montre with a 41, including a birdie on hole 7. And Rich Barrencott birdied hole 6. He shot a 42, as did Brian McCarville, Tony Doherty, Joe Halverson, and Chris Pardoon. Other golfers with holes played under par, Neil Raish birdied hole 1, Gage Wirtz with a birdie on hole 3, and Pat Keegan and Rod Reitz each birdied hole 7. Flag prize winners Phil Prohaska with the longest drive on hole 1, Jarrett McDonald closest to the pin on hole 3, Aaron Halverson longest putt on hole 5, Rod Reitz closest to the pin on hole 7, and Neil Mahoney closest second shot on hole 9 during Quail Run Golf League action last night. After some postponements, the Simon Shark swim team got their season going this year. They have been growing in numbers. They had 70 swimmers for a regular triangular, which has not happened since pre-COVID. So it was a great night last night for the Simons. As far as participation, they kicked off the 26th season with a home meet at Simons. They swam to victory over Dodgeville and Mineral Point. While there were 47 first-place finishes for the Sharks, four veteran swimmers earned three individual blue ribbons. Elsa Norte in the short freestyle butterfly and individual medley, Lauren Chambers in the short freestyle backstroke and individual medley, Grace Fretz in the short freestyle butterfly and distance freestyle, and Morey Wright in the short freestyle butterfly and breaststroke. There were 14 swimmers competing in their first meet as a shark, including Clara Dre, Alex Hofer, Daisy Leonard, Marilyn Wachter, Reese Whedon, Danielle Worthington, Winter Morales, Sienna Whedon, Basin Babel, Bruin Babel, Easton Hins, Ezekiel Leonard, Jay Stadler, and Lucas Rogers. There are 94 swimmers signed up this season, the largest amount of swimmers since the 2019 season. If you or someone you know is interested in joining the Sharks swim team, contact Simon's Recreation Complex in Richland Center. The Sharks are back in action Thursday night when they travel to Dodgeville. A pair of solo home runs provided all the offense needed as the Brewers won a series opener against Cleveland last night, 2-1. Bryce Terang and Garrett Mitchell went deep, with Mitchell's shot in the seventh inning providing the winning margin. Aaron Ashby earned his 10th win despite being the least effective of the five Milwaukee pitchers. Trevor Megill slammed the door for his 9th save. Rookie Robert Gasser started and shut out the visitors into the 6th inning. Last night, Bryce Terang commented after the game that pitching has led the way.
Yeah, our pitching staff's done a phenomenal job. When their name gets called, they go out and deliver. So it's been great to watch them go out and compete. And, you know, that's part of the game, fighting those injuries or whatever it is. Other guys coming up and filling in their roles. So they've done a great job.
And Cooper Pratt has reached the major leagues 2.5 months after the Brewers signed him to an 8-year, $50.75 million contract. He made his major league debut and went 0-for-3 in a 2-1 victory over the Cleveland Guardians last night. He commented on his family coming from far and wide to watch him.
It was kind of cool that the off day was yesterday, and then when I found out, they were all able to like get on flights or drive and make it up here. So a lot of friends and family were here. Family that I haven't seen in a long time. It was special, man. Special. They were all here. I couldn't really see them. I tried to look into the crowd. Couldn't really see them. But I knew they were there. But it was cool.
The Brewers play again tonight, and will be Brandon Sproat on the mound for Milwaukee against Cleveland. Elsewhere, the Cubs lost 5-2 to Colorado, St. Louis 3, San Diego 2, Cincinnati 5-3 over the Mets, Philadelphia 8-2 over Miami. In the American League, Seattle 3, Baltimore 1, Houston 4-2 over Detroit, Minnesota beat Texas 12-2, the Yankees over the White Sox 12-2, Toronto 6, and Boston 1. And an interleague play, Pittsburgh 6, the Athletics 5, Angels 7-0 over Arizona, Dodgers 1, Tampa Bay 0, it was Washington 6, Kansas City 4. From the WNBA, Indiana 113 and Toronto 91. Tickets are now on sale for the 25th annual Packer Family Night, coming up August 7th, including fees. The tickets bought through Ticketmaster will cost $12.42, with a limit of 10 per purchase. You can only buy them online. If your group wants to park in the Lambeau Field parking lots, that will also be an online transaction. The event will be broadcast statewide on Packers TV network television stations. And Badgers star Caroline Harvey is expected to be the first pick of the 2026 Professional Women's Hockey League draft. Coming up this afternoon, Harvey led the USA to a gold medal in the Olympics and also claimed the Patty Kazmaier Award as the top player in the country. The draft is being held in Detroit. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.